Thanks, Jeff. Thank you for allowing me to come. And Jeff asked me to share just a little bit today. First of all, my name is Curtis. As he already said, I do have a wife. We've been married 38 years. Don't try to do the math. We got married when we were 12, so just take that as it is. We've moved up here. We've been in Louisiana for most of our, all of our married life, really. We moved up here 2 years ago on November the 5th, actually, to move closer to family. My son lives here, and my wonderful daughter-in-law, and, of course, the grandbabies. I mean, that's the main reason to be with them, but to see those little kids grow up. So, you know, pretty much, for all intents and purposes, guys, my story of communion is a little bit different probably than some of them that you've heard. For all intents and purposes, my life has been pretty much a storybook. I married the girl of my dreams, you know. She was a preacher's child, so I got a few points for that. You know, we got married. We had, you know, two beautiful boys that we just loved. They were my best friends. Had a good life growing up. No issues. Nothing happened, you know, except for the usual losing their minds between 17 and 22 and the usual stuff like that. But otherwise, be it real or perceived, you know, I thought everything rolled along pretty smoothly. And like Jeff was saying earlier, you know, sometimes you get kind of anemic and just kind of go to church, do the thing. Everything's rolling along fine, so it must be good, right? And so that's kind of where I left everything. But on July the 5th of 2016, I'm driving home from work, 5:05 roughly, and I get a phone call on the phone. So I pick the phone up, hello, and they say, Mr. Newton. I say, yeah. They said, this is so-and-so, and your son is gone. I'm like, he's gone? He goes, yeah, he's passed away. So that's kind of how the devastation, you know, the betrayal, and me starting to think, oh my goodness, is Jesus for real? Is he good? Is he who he says he is? And so all those things started happening, and all those feelings and everything started to come to the forefront. And even though everything else was beautiful, I started to question what I was doing and where I was at. So I was sitting right back there, and we were having communion. And consequently, as somebody was talking and Jeff was finishing preaching and all that stuff, I'm going to read through 1 Corinthians and then kind of where we're at with the communion. It says, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed. So he kind of knows what I'm feeling, right? He knows I'm angry. He knows I'm mad at him. He took bread and he had given thanks. He gave thanks because he was being betrayed. That seemed kind of odd to me at the time. But he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So each communion, it's a reminder for me. It's a reminder for me to do this in remembrance. And I have to step back each time that this happens and say, you know what? And I've talked to a bunch of other people about this. If I truly believe that God is who he says he is, and he is true, and he is just, and he is loving, then I have to take all of him. I can't take just the good. I have to take the bad, the good, the sadness, the happiness, and my life is blessed, and he is gracious, and he is good. And so, as each one of you take the communion today, I'm going to pray in just a minute, and then you'll have the opportunity to take communion when the worship team comes back up. Just stop and take a minute and say, you know what? You are true and you are just, God. And I thank you. I'm thankful every day. I can't ask for a better life. But each time we take communion, I have to stop and say, okay, Lord, you made me unhappy. I'm not really happy right now with you, but I am at peace with you, and I do love you, and I do trust you. So let me pray for us. Thank you for the opportunity. I have my son sitting up here with me and my daughter, and he's going to tell me to land the plane here any second. Bring it on in. So let me go ahead and pray for us, and then the worship team is going to come back, and we'll go from there. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for being true and being just and being holy. And Lord, we may not like the way you do some things, but we don't know all that you know. And Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you for what you've given me. I thank you for my children. And Lord, we just ask that as we go into a time of worship, that you will touch each person's heart here that needs touched. And Lord, we thank you for always being true and always being the one that is in control and is in charge. We thank these things in your name. Amen.